Page 60, his people, tortured and nailed, hands and feet, to a cross, and died. Then the irony of the historical Jesus is clinched with a stunning understatement with the words, he lay buried in the grave, but the hyenas did not touch him, and on the third day he rose from the grave. A note of eschatological joy and hope swells to conclude the creed. We are waiting for him, Jesus, he is alive, he lives. This we believe, amen. The Jesus of the African Creed is a solid historical figure, steeped in his Jewish culture, swept up in the controversies of the day, put to death without being shamed, witnessed to by Scripture, anointed and abiding through the Holy Spirit, a channel of God's grace, and present in the world through sacrament, mission, and service to one another. There is little sign in the Creed, as there is in the Nicene Creed, of the words smelling of the litigious lamp, of the scars of bitter theological battle, of rubbing in the noses of the vanquished, of hunting heresy, or of the West's twilight mood. Messiah ideas of God are not as prickly, and it is as such that they have shaped the outlook of their African creed. Such evidence is assurance too, that the indigenization and enculturation of the gospel stand to benefit the wider church.